Opening hymn 692 contains probably one of the most profound theological truths that you could find within the scriptures. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. The hymn is 692, and we'll stand to sing this praise to God's glory on this very special day, our Children's Day services.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Seek the Lord for his help today, and so let's pray that God will help and be with us and help every boy and girl, every young person as they participate on Children's Day. Let's seek the Lord together. O God, our loving Father, we come into thine immediate presence in and through the name of thy well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O God, for the opportunity of seeking thy face on thy day. We thank thee for bringing us again to the first day of the week, a week that has been set aside, blessed and sanctified and hallowed by our God for the worship of the one and true and living God. We bow before him in all of his greatness, before his majesty, before, O God, his power, before, O God, his infinite purity, one who is of purer eyes and to behold iniquity and cannot look upon sin. And yet we thank thee for the righteousness of Christ that covers our sins, those who have trusted in the Savior. We thank thee for the garments of salvation. We thank thee for the blood of our Redeemer that purges and blots out our transgressions and our sins. And though, O God, we have sinned against thee in a week that has passed, yet we thank thee for the efficacy and, O God, the continual cleansing that there is in the blood of Christ. For the word reminds us that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And as we enter into thy presence, may our worship today be acceptable in thy sight. We thank thee for everyone who will participate, but we pray most of all that Jesus Christ will be seen and glorified. Yes, we thank thee for every boy and girl that will take part today. We thank thee for all that they have learnt. Oh God, all the things that they've been taught. But we pray that every eye will be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can save from sin. Let us not leave, O God, this house speaking about anyone, whether it be a child, a young person, the preacher, the one who leads the meeting, the one who plays. But, O God, we pray that all will leave this place speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, O God, that worship would be rendered to thee in this service, for thou art worthy of it. Grant help, we pray, and glorify thy Son, and therefore send the Holy Ghost, we ask. Grant, O God, for every child who knows a Savior, an infilling of thy Spirit, and for those among, O God, our Sunday school, who are yet strangers to God's grace, Lord, we pray that you'll bring them to know the Son of God. We thank you for every Sunday school teacher and Bible class leader, help that has been given to them through the Sunday school year. Thank you for their service, that voluntary service, and yet that glad and willing service that they have done for thee. Oh, we thank thee that they'll never, and they shall never lose their reward, but they've laid up for themselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break through and steal. And so bless their hearts as they see their pupils participating today. Bless every parent as they see their child taking part. And we pray the words that are sung and said might be used to the glory of Christ. Pray for our brother, Mr. Park, dear God, Reverend Park, as he brings thy word. Grant, O God, him the enabling of thy Spirit. May he know help, dear God, as he ministers in the word. That every heart might be touched and every heart spoken to. And Lord, we pray that this day will be a day of salvation. We think of those among us who in their youthful and in their childhood days, they participated in services like this. And Lord, the truths that they spoke, oh, we pray, bring that to their remembrance. And for those that have wandered from thee and those that have, oh, Father, turned from thee and never put their trust in Christ, let this children's day be the day when they come to the Savior. And so answer prayer, for we pray this, our petitions, and these are our petitions, in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. Well, we are glad to have you on this Children's Day service, and we're going to go into our program at this time, and we're going to have a Bible memory recitation. Noah Murphy is going to come, and he's going to recite Psalm 1 for us. Bible memory recitation, Noah Murphy, Psalm 1.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever his deer shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Well, you can understand how difficult it is for me to take marks off on the Sunday school exam whenever the recitations are like that from memory. Thank you, Noah, for bringing us to Psalm number 1. And may God help us to be like the godly man, the tree planted by the rivers. The choir is going to come, and as they come to do so, Luke McCallion, Luke and Noah Murphy, and Isaac and Ethan Brown are going to introduce the choir's Reformation songs. They focus on the five sola statements. The first song that they're going to sing, and then the second song they're going to sing is the concerning the Word of God. Thank you.
This year we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. The five great cries of the Reformers were
Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone,
As a church, here we still stand.
Trusting in the blood of Christ who died on Calvary. It's in God's book, the word of God alone upon I stand. To God's own glory and his praise I'll enter heaven's land. With faith alone in Christ alone, by grace alone I see. I'm trusting in the blood of Christ who died on Calvary. It's in God's book, the word of God alone upon I stand. To God's own glory and his praise I'll enter heaven's land.
Young people, and it is through faith alone, and it is through Christ alone, and by grace alone that we are saved by his amazing grace. And thank God for the Reformation and those who rediscovered those great principles set forth in the Word of God. And much of our Children's Day is focused on that great statement, Sola Scriptura, the Scriptures alone. And we're having Bible readings and Bible recitations and others that are taking part. At this time, we're going to invite Nathan Montgomery. Nathan's going to come, and he's going to do a poem entitled The Storm, The Storm.
The storm, when winds are high and tempests roar, and billows rise and fall, the troubled sea is raging. We can hear the Master's call. He spoke unto the storm-tossed waves, the word of peace, be still. The trumpet hushed, and all was still. It was the Master's will. Then in life, when storms and high and angry are the waves, listen to the Master's cry, for he alone can save.
Maybe today you're in the midst of a storm. Well, thank God he can say, peace, be still. May you listen to the Master's cry, for he alone can save. We're going to have a Bible reading, and Andrew Laverty is going to come, and he's going to read from Psalm 103. If you have a copy of the Word, you can follow along. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 12.
Psalm 103, verse 1 to 12. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth the mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Amen.
What a wonderful blessing it is to be forgiven. And the benefits of the Lord are listed for us. And the first is, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I trust that you know within your own life that you have been forgiven of all your sins. And if not, that this Children's Day will be the day that you come and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have a duet at this time, and Joe and Jonathan McMullen, Joe and Jonathan are going to sing for us, and they're going to sing, I'll Be Present When the Roll is Called. What a challenge it is, even to think of that. Will you be ready? Will you be in that role? Is your name in the book of life? I trust that it is, and that you're able to say with Joe and Jonathan that I'll be present when the roll is called. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Neve Montgomery's going to come, recite a poem for us at this time. Jesus Loves Me.
Thank you. I might only be young, but there's one thing I really do know, and that is Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. In John chapter 3, verse 16, this message is clear and true, for God sent his Son to die on the cross for me and you. And another thing I know, we are all born with sin in our heart. But when we come to God for salvation, a new life in him, we can start. Yes, I might only be young, but friend, listen well to my plea. Accept the Lord as your Saviour, and you too from sin can be free.
And may you listen to Neve's plea. Accept the Lord as your Saviour, and you too from sin can be free. This time, we're going to invite Isaac Brown, and Isaac's going to come and do another Bible memory recitation, and this time it's from Isaiah chapter 53, the verses 1 to 6, reminding us of the love of the Saviour on the cross.
Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 6. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Philip was asked the question of whom this one was being spoken of when the Ethiopian eunuch was reading this particular passage, and it tells us there in the book of Acts that from that portion he preached on to him Jesus. And it is that prophetic utterance of the Saviour, his coming into the world 600 years before it happened, the sufferings that Christ would endure on the cross of Calvary, reminding us how much Jesus loves us. He loved us so much that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood that we might be forgiven. We're going to have another Bible reading, and Jonathan McMullen is going to come at this time, and he's going to read John chapter 6, the verses 25 through to verse 39. John chapter 6, Jonathan, a Bible reading at this time.
John chapter 6, verses 25 to 39. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. He said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our father did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is which he cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and
him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, not of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. Amen.
What a wonderful promise. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Only stipulation is that you come. And thank God, if you come as a sinner, he will take you in. Going to have another duet at this time, and Samuel and Rhoda Laverty are coming to sing "It Is a Thing Most Wonderful." Samuel and Rhoda.
Within my heart, and I will.
Thank you, Samuel and Rhoda, for bringing us to the cross. Maybe you're a believer, and maybe just the heart flame is lower than what it ought to be. We'll then visit Calvary, because if we can go back to the cross, I believe that our hearts will be inflamed, and that flame again will light within our souls, and I will love thee more and more until I see thee as thou art. I'm going to have a poem at this time from two of our Sunday school pupils, two young men, Luke McCallion and Luke Murphy, and they're going to recite for us a poem about our God.
"'Twas God that made the ocean and laid its sandy bed. He gave their stars their motion and built the mountain's head. He made the rolling thunder, the lightning's flash and flame. His works are full of wonder, all glorious is his name. And must it not surprise us that one so high and great should see and not despise us, poor sinners at his feet? Yet day by day he gives us our raiment and our food. In sickness he relieves us, and yet in nothing good.
But things that are far greater his mighty hand hath done, and sent us blessings sweeter through Christ his only Son, who when he saw us dying in sin and sorrow's night, and wings of mercy flying, came down with life and night. He gives his word to teach us our danger and our wants, and kindly doth beseech us to take the life he grants. His Holy Spirit frees us through Satan's deadly powers, leads us by faith to Jesus, and makes his glory ours."
This God is our God, the Creator God, the one who has made all things, and therefore he has rights, the right to demand our yielding to him and his claims in the gospel, because he has made us, and he is our Creator, and we are but the creature, and may we all submit to our God today. I'm going to have a Bible memory recitation from Ethan Brown, and Ethan's going to come and recite from memory Psalm 121.
"I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, for whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not stumble. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither stumble nor sleep. The Lord is thy shield. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shield upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in for this time forth and even forevermore."
Good, Ethan. And thank God that is a traveller's psalm that was always after. In the time of the Covenanters, they would have read just that psalm. If there were visitors in the home, the head of the home would have taken out the psalm, a book, and would have read Psalm 120, known as the Traveller's Psalm, that the Lord will preserve our going out and our coming in. Those that know the Saviour, thank God we can trust in him to lead us through all of life's journey, even into the valleys and onto the mountaintop experiences. We're going to give the necessary announcements, and as we do so, just at this time, we do welcome one and all to our special day within the church calendar, our Children's Day service. How hard it is to believe that we're round again another year, but we welcome you in the Saviour's name. We extend to you a special word of welcome if you are visiting, and we trust that you'll come back and worship with us again in the near future for those that are visiting. And in welcoming you all, I want to welcome our brother, the Reverend David Park, from our church there in Hebron, in Ballymoney, Free Presbyterian Church. I want to thank him for agreeing to come and speak in at our Children's Day service. And we are looking, brother, forward to what you have to say to not only the boys and girls, but also to those of us who are a little older in age. And so welcome, one and all. We trust that you'll come back this evening. And so we remind you this evening, 6:30 is our time of prayer. In the prayer room, we encourage God's people to come and pray. And then at 7 o'clock is our gospel service, taking the form again of our Children's Day. And the children and the young people will be participating again in the service. And the Reverend Park will be along to bring the closing word and challenge to our hearts. Pray for the meeting. Invite others to come. that they may hear words whereby they can be saved. Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock is our Bible study and prayer meeting, and I'll be along to bring the Word of God on Wednesday evening, and then we'll get down to prayer. Brethren, we remind you on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock is our men's monthly prayer meeting, and so if at all possible you can come along to the season of prayer, men, at 8 o'clock, the men's monthly prayer meeting on Thursday night. Mind you, just on Friday night, by Revelation Television, there's a television broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, and it is at 10 o'clock, Revelation Television, on Friday night. If you can tune in, we'll be glad to know that, and we trust that you'll pray for this ministry and new outreach for our denomination. God will use it to the reaching of many for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, mark the time, 7 o'clock, in our Macrofell congregation, our brother Mr. Simon Turnpin from Answers in Genesis will be speaking on the relevance of Genesis and answering atheism. And it is at 7 o'clock over in the Macrofell congregation. It is open to all ages, refreshment and resources between the two talks there on Saturday night, 7 p.m. Next Lord's Day, 10:30, Sunday school and Bible class. Our Sunday school goes to the end of June, and then 12 noon is our family worship service, followed by our communion service in the will of God. 3 o'clock is the nursing home in Cantulla, and if you can help us, that those that can help us, to go over to Cantulla at 3 o'clock, the nursing home service, to participate there. 3:30 for those of the open air team, their service will be on the main street in the will of God, 3:30. But if you're not involved in that ministry, we'd be glad to help for the help over in Cantulla Nursing Home as I minister the Word of God there. 7 o'clock is our gospel service, and I'll be preaching family worship, the gospel service, and as I said, in Cantulla. Some extra announcements, just the little rope holders prayer letter. It is the start of the month again, and we normally put this out into the congregation with respect to our missionaries, and we were able to make contact with our brother Reverend Armin Tomassian, who does come from our Ballymoney congregation. He's ministering in Calgary in Canada, and you'll find some prayer requests that he's given to us that we can pray throughout the 4 weeks that we have left in the month of June. Please lift one on the magazine stand on the way out. The church barbecue, remind you of that again, is held here on Friday the 23rd of June, 7 p.m. There is a list in the hallway just as you go out there, and you place your name, the number of people that you're intending to bring, just to help us with catering purposes. Please, all are invited to that. Your invitation is now. I'm giving it to you. And so we want to see all the church family gathered, and it'll give you an opportunity to get to know people within the church outside of a church service. You'll be able to converse with one another, and there will be things for the children to play on. Ladies, remember your outing, the 1st of July. Place your name in the list. If you intend to go that list, we might remove it just after this evening's meeting, but you can still speak to our sister, Mrs. Margaret Cameron, about going to that trip or going to the meal. You can speak to our sister even after this week, but we'll remove that list after tonight. We just remind the boys and girls to remember the open-air Bible clubs that we're having in Kalabaki, Port Nolone, Claddy, and Innisrush from the 3rd to the 7th of July, and then also our church Bible club on the 21st to the 25th of August. This Friday night, the 9th of June, there is a special sod cutting ceremony for the new church building that is planned for Auchnacloy Free Presbyterian Church. The preacher, Reverend Thomas Murray, singer, Dr. Fred Greenfield, supper provided, 8 o'clock Friday night, just there in Auchnacloy. A few of those cards are in the hallway. That's all by way of announcements. We've tried to get through them as quickly as we can. We're turning to 689, and the young man from our Bible class will be taking up the offerings today, and we thank God for them and for all the works of Bible class, also our Sunday school teachers. I want to thank our Mrs. Strong helping in Prepare Children's Day, for Thomas helping us at the back, for those in the recording room, our brother Colin. We appreciate everyone that has helped in any way, and we thank you in the Savior's name. 689, when mothers of Salem their children brought to Jesus. While the offering is brought in, we remain seated.
When mothers of Salem their children brought to Jesus, this earth.
going to have a Bible memory recitation at this time from Peter Laverty, and he's going to recite for us Psalm 32, the verses 1 through to 6.
Psalm 32, verses 1 to 6. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept my silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was laid heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the joy of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee, in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him.
Thank you, Peter. The children are going to come, the young people are going to sing at this time. Children, can you tell me why, and do you know that you've been born again? The choir is coming to sing at this time. Thank you, young people and children.
No!
I trust that you have been born again and the Spirit witness is within even your heart. Julianne Wilson and Kirsten McLeister are going to come and bring this part of her service to a close, a poem entitled, What Think Ye of Christ?
Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in the sinner's place he stood, mocked and scoffed, yet not a word from the Son of God was heard.
Crowned with thorns that pierced his brow, condemned by wicked man to die, out they led him in such haste to Golgotha's awful place.
There they nailed him to the tree, died the death for me and thee, suffered all the curse did he, alone midst years at Calvary.
He did not stop to count the cost that he must pay to save the lost, for he a curse was made to be when made to hang upon the tree.
And so it comes to you again, this question pertinent and plain.
Your answer to it must not be masked. What think ye of Christ, I ask?
What think ye of Christ? He did not stop to count the cost that he must pay to save the lost. And what a cost and what a price he paid. Let me thank the children and the young people of Sunday School for their participation, even in the service. We're going to ask our brother, the Reverend Park, to come and bring his word, the word that God has given to him for this service, even today.
I'd like to stand here at the front, so I'm near the children, that's okay. I asked permission from your minister and he said that's all right, so thank you very much, Mr. Stewart, for the welcome, and we're very glad to be here and to see the children, to hear you taking part, and you did very well leading us to all those great truths of the gospel, great truths from the Reformation, because the Reformation really was back to the Bible, getting back to the scripture, which is the rule of faith and practice. And I'm preaching this afternoon at a service in our own church, and I'm preaching on the Reformation. So if you want to come over to Ballymoney this afternoon, you'll be very, very welcome. And it's good to memorise the scripture. You get the scripture into your mind and into your heart, it'll do you good. And someone memorised Isaiah 53, at least the first six verses. I can remember when I was in Oulton Broad a long time ago, I told the congregation that many years ago there was a family and the children had this chapter read to them every day, Isaiah 53. And those children from very small years were able to recite the whole of Isaiah 53 simply because it was read every day in the home. And as they listened to it being read, they were able to think about it and memorize it. And all those children, I think there were four of them, went into God's work, became preachers and became missionaries. Such is the power of the Word of God. There was a family listening to that, and they decided that they would start that practice in their home. And before I left Oulton Broad, their four children came, and all of them, and they were very small, they recited Isaiah 53. And that was a great encouragement to me. Now, if there's one mission field that you should have a particular interest in, it is where? I want that answer from the children. Where do you think it might be? This is before I come to the wee message today. And time's moving on, Mr. Stewart. So I'm not too sure if you finished within the hour, starting from now. I'm kidding. Uganda. Isn't that right? You have a special interest in Uganda. And whenever the offering hymn was lifted, I went out to see if you had any of these booklets. Couldn't find one. So I'm assuming they've all gone out. You see. Isn't that right? And if you need more, I've some in the car. So I went out to the car and I brought this one in. And it's good to see Mr. and Mrs. Kelly. I know that they've settled for a wee while in this part of the world. And they're coming here and really enjoying the services. And they have a special interest in Uganda, because they were there for many years. And about 3 years ago, they approached the mission board to see if we could take the work over. And you probably know that has happened. And the Millers are there. You know the Millers? Yes. And they're serving the Lord at the minute. Very, very kindly went out for 9 months. And this congregation has been supporting them. Can I thank the church in Portland Own for the support that you've given to the Millers. It's been a real encouragement to us. And also, we've got an interest in Ballymoney because Noreen has joined the team there now, Noreen McAfee, and she's settling in also. So I would encourage the children even to look at this booklet. And Mr. Kelly, you'll remember a lot of these faces, these children, for you were with them for a long time. And you just think of these children. Things are a wee bit different, all right, than in Port Glenoe. You'd understand that, wouldn't you? The children sitting in church today, they'll be a little bit different too. They might be dressed a little bit differently. They might look a little bit different. And they come from different backgrounds than you. I'm sure you had a lovely breakfast. You'll go home to a lovely dinner. And I'm sure in your house, you've got water. You got water? You turn the tap on. Everybody got water? Anybody have to go to a well outside and get their water nowadays? Maybe some of the old folks still do that. I don't know. But most homes today in Northern Ireland, you have a tap. You just turn it on. You can drink it safely. You got to remember these children. And you know the story. Walking to the swamp every day outside rainy times and having to go there and carry the water back just so that they could have water to wash in, to cook in, and to drink. And some of them did, but it's not very safe water to drink from the swamp, and it's best to put it through filters. So when we were there just a few weeks ago, there was a water installation system put in. It's really an upgrade of the water harvesting, and that happened when we were there, and we were delighted to see it. But before we left Uganda, we visited the capital city, and we went to see another organisation, an organisation that also drills for wells, because we thought this wasn't going to be possible. Now, right, and we know that you've been looking for a long time. So, to cut a long story short, and I want to get to the word, because that's really what's in my heart today, but I want to share this with you, because it is very, very good and very exciting news. This company said 9 times out of 10, when we drill for water, we get it. They came to the school just about a week ago, maybe a little more, and they surveyed the school, and they says there's 2 places where there's definitely water, and we think it can be got at 40 metres. And if we have to drill to 60 or 65 metres, we are prepared to do that, and we do believe that the yield of water will be medium to high. That's a real answer to prayer. And so, this is how quickly it's happening in the will of the Lord. Monday week, I think that's the 12th of June, they're going with their drilling rig down to the school in Nasalu, and they're going to drill for water. So it could be within a few weeks there'll be water permanently on the site. Will you pray that that'll be successful? That's what we're asking you to do here today. Might say something more about Uganda tonight, but we've got to get to the word. And I wonder, did anybody see any snow coming to church today? Put your hand up if you did. Did you see any snow? No? Not even at this time of the year do you get snow in the mountains. Not usually. Be very, very extreme. And there are people here, I think, could remember getting snow in June. But it doesn't normally happen, not in our country. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about snow. Did you know that? It mentions the word snow 25 times. In the Bible, 3 of those references are in the New Testament. Let me just give you some of those references. For example, leprosy, the disease leprosy that people had in Bible times, it was described as being white as snow. That's what it looked like. Benaiah, you read about Benaiah in the Bible, we're told that he slew a lion, and he slew a lion in a pit, and there was snow that day, and there was snow in the pit. In a time of snow, the Bible says, Scripture tells us that drought and heat consume snow. Well, we would know that if you had heat and you applied it to the snow, it would consume, it would just melt away. The Bible tells us that he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. When you get snow, remember it's a sovereign act of God. God says, let it snow. And it snows because the elements have to obey what God says. He giveth snow like wool. there's a verse that tells us fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Whatever God says, all in subjection to him. She is not afraid of snow. We read about that in Proverbs 31, about the virtuous woman. And as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but watereth the earth, we're reminded the word of God comes down just like that, and it doesn't return unto God void or empty. Daniel speaks about God, and he calls him the Ancient of Days. And he says, whose garment was white as snow. And you'll think about the Lord Jesus in the New Testament. And you remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, when he was changed before the disciples, that the word of God tells us that his clothes were exceeding white as snow. And in the book of Revelation, we read in Revelation 1 and 14, that Christ's head and his hairs were white as snow. Now I've got a couple of memory verses with me, and I think that you'll know these memory verses. This was a memory verse that comes from, or is a memory verse that comes from David's writings, and in that great prayer of David as he confessed his sin to the Lord, he mentions this in Psalm 51 verse 7, and this is what he prays: purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. All right, I want you to keep that in mind, whiter than snow. And then there's another verse. This is the one I want to speak on. You know this one from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18? It's a memory verse. Have you learned it in Sunday school, children's meetings? You have? So you'll know it. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. And notice these words that I've got in red. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And I just want to pick out that little part in red. All right, and I want you to take this home. I want you to take this home in your heart. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. So there's two colours in this little verse of Scripture. What are they? What's the first one? Begins with S. Scarlet. Do you know what colour that is? It's red. And what's the other colour that's mentioned in the verse? Beginning with W. White. All right. And the wee description that's given after it. White as snow. Now, I have these colours with me. All right. I was thinking about this verse of Scripture, and I went into a shop one day, and it's a place that sold material. And I said, I'm looking for scarlet. And they told me this is really the nearest colour to scarlet. All right, can you all see that? The kind of colour that it is. Scarlet. And then this here, look at that there, pure white, as white as snow. Now the Scripture is telling us something. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Now, you don't have to be too intelligent to realize something has to happen. Something powerful, something miraculous, to get from this color to this color. These are symbols, these are pictures that the Bible is giving to us. Though your sins be this color like scarlet, yet something happens to make you inside before God as white as snow. And it is a miracle of grace, and we'll come to speak about it in a moment. But this is the first colour that the text mentions. And in order, if you lived way back in Bible times, and you wanted to get this colour of scarlet, you probably didn't get it locally. In fact, I'm told it was imported. You would probably have to travel to Spain, all right? And that was a good distance from Israel, of course. And they didn't have airplanes or helicopters in those days to travel. So it would have taken a long journey, or if the people who brought those goods came to Israel, it was a long distance to come. And there in Spain, there were these little insects, and they lived on the oak trees. And they gathered together all these little insects, and they crushed them. And when they crushed them down, it made a dye. and the dye was scarlet. And they would take the cloth that would have been originally just white, and they would have dipped it, they would have dyed it in this scarlet colour. And of course, it's a deep dyed colour. It's not a light colour, it's a very deep colour of red. And it was also, as they would say, double dyed. They didn't dip it once, they would have dipped it a second time and maybe dipped it again until they were very sure that this garment was completely covered and completely dyed, and it was permanent. What does that mean? What does it mean if something is permanent? Can't come off. So, do you know sometimes when your mother washes and washes your clothes in the washing machine, or she does it by hand, something can happen to the dye in your clothes? Sometimes when you put your clothing out on the washing line and the sun is shining down, the rays of the sun can do the same thing. You know what happens? No? You get clothes bought to you every week and then it doesn't go what I'm thinking about. Is that right? It fades. It fades. Maybe you've got a whatever colour you can think about and it's washed many times and it's out in the sun a number of times. It's not the same colour whenever you bought it because it fades. It's not just as permanent as you would like it to be. Well, this colour was permanent and it stayed like that. And of course, that therefore it made it very expensive. But the Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, and this is the colour that the Bible uses to describe sin. I don't have a big problem using the colour, a dark colour or black or whatever. You know, sometimes in the wordless book we use the colour black or dark. That doesn't take away from the truth of what we're explaining. But if we're going to be really biblical about it, it's the colour of scarlet. And that reminds us that our sin, because God uses this colour purposely in his word, is something that's deep. It's something that's double dyed. It's something that's permanent. It can't be done away with, not by any human means. There's nothing that we can do to take away our sin. And you can come to church and you can come to this church. You can come every day. Not just Sundays, but every day. It'll never take away your scarlet sin. And you can pray, and you can read your Bible, and do all those things that are good to do when it comes to spiritual activity. But it will never take away your sin, because there's something inside us, in our hearts, that is absolutely permanent. And that's our sin. And yet the grace of God is teaching us in this verse, though your sins are like this, deep, dyed scarlet, they can be made like this, as white as snow. Now, how can I get something that's permanent taken away to be made like this? And just by the way, this colour represents something too. If this represents sin, what do you think the colour white in the Bible represents? It's important to know what God is teaching when he uses these colours. What does white represent? What do you think? Can you think of any words? There's a number of words that come to my mind. There's one particularly that I'm thinking about. It's a kind of a long word beginning with R. No. Is it not coming to you? White. The Bible speaks about white linen, which is the righteousness of saints. All right? Do you know that verse in the New Testament? White linen. And this reminds us when the work of grace, when the blood of Christ is applied to us by faith, when we come to receive the Lord as our Savior, and that work is done inside, there's a cleansing work. How do I get my scarlet sin taken away? It is through faith in Christ, through faith in the blood of Christ. Bible speaks about how the blood washes us and makes us white as snow. Does tells us about that. That's how it happens. And the Lord makes us absolutely pure right in here. So when God looks at us, no longer does he see our sin that is deep dyed, but he sees righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is the Reformation year, and that's great to remind ourselves of that when we think of justification. Because that word justification means to declare a person right or righteous in the sight of God. And that's what happens in salvation. When we come and we confess our sin and we say, Lord, I'm just like this. I'm scarlet in here. That's what sin is. And I know I'm a sinner because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sin is the breaking of the commandments. Lord, I've broken all your commandments. If you were to go through them one by one, we have broken God's commandments. We have broken God's law. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. But I'm glad that Jesus died for me. And he went to the cross to obtain eternal salvation for me. And I know through the blood of Christ, I can be made white as snow. I can have this standing with God. So when he looks at me, I don't look like scarlet sin any longer. And under his condemnation, I am pure and white through the precious, precious blood. And it's so white, it's just like the snow. You know when the snow falls for the first time, it's so pure, isn't it? It's so white. Not maybe when you go out and play in it and maybe cars drive through it, it gets all slushy and muddy looking and dirty. But when the snow falls just for the first time, it is so pure. And God says, that's what I do in my grace and my mercy. And that's how I can change your life. I just want to finish by telling you, I can make snow. Did you know that? I can. But I need somebody to help me. I just want you to see how pure and white snow is. Can I have a volunteer just to help me do this? You were the first hand. I hope you're able to do this. I might need that too. Can you stand up here? Can you put your hands together like this? So that there's no way that anything could go between your fingers? Yeah? Because I'm first of all going to give you something and then I'm going to pour water into it. All right? But this is just a wee illustration. Now you hold it tight. No water can get in. Put your thumb up there so I can get this in. All right? What are you expecting me to make? Do you know? Porridge? Snow. Okay. Now make sure. Oh, it's leaking. Don't let anything fall out. You just hold it. What's happening in your hands? What do you think that is?
Snow.
It looks very like it, doesn't it? And isn't it pure and white? Look at that. Look at how white it is. You know what God says in his word? Thanks very much. God says in his word, though your sins be as scarlet. And that's what we're like in here. From birth. And as we grow up, we don't need to be taught to sin. We're sinful. But the grace and the mercy of God in Jesus Christ makes us inside clean. So that we're righteous and we become white as snow. That's my prayer for the children of this church. And your family that have come, your friends that are here, if you know not Christ as Savior, that you'll realize your sin and you'll come to trust him and have this inner cleansing that makes you righteous in the sight of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank thee for your word. We thank thee for this tremendous Old Testament scripture that reminds us of God's grace and what the Lord does in the redemptive work of Christ. We praise thee that Jesus died to take away our sin. We thank thee that though our sins are deep dyed like the scarlet, we can be made pure and white through the crimson blood. Lord, may all of our children in this church come to know the Savior. We pray that you'll save them, save the families that they come from. Remember those that are here today without Christ. Open their heart to the gospel. Help them to see their need. And may they flee to the cross and get underneath the covering of the blood. And may their sins be taken away for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you, Mr.